Hey there, Pew Packers. Welcome to this episode of the Pew Packers Pod. I'm Miss Autumn, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Today we're going to be continuing our series on Moses and talking about Moses and a burning bush. A burning bush, you say? Yes, let's learn about it. Let's sing our song for the day. Join me for Moses and the Burning Bush. Upon the mountain Moses went, Moses went, Moses went. Upon the mountain Moses went to see the burning bush. It burned and burned but didn't burn up, didn't burn up, didn't burn up. It burned and burned but didn't burn up. It was so strange a sight. God spoke to Moses from the bush, from the bush, from the bush. God spoke to Moses from the bush and said, my helper you'll be. Great job singing. Let's talk about what our song means and how we see it in the Bible. The story of Moses and the burning bush takes place in Exodus chapter 3. Last episode, we talked about Moses when he was a baby, but in this song, Moses is a grown-up. Moses grew up to be a man and escaped Egypt into a place called Midian. Moses was a shepherd, and when Exodus 3 opens, he was taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. He was out in the wilderness and came to a mountain called Horeb. The Bible says, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. Moses was amazed. Have you ever seen something on fire? Eventually, the fire always burns up what is on fire, but not this time. This was a special fire. When Moses went to look at the bush, God called out to him, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. God said, don't come near. Take off your sandals because you're standing on holy ground. Then he said in verse 6, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face for he was afraid to look at God. God started explaining about how the people of Israel, God's special people, were slaves in Egypt and were suffering very badly. Moses already knew this very well since he grew up in Egypt, as we learned about in the last episode. God said, my people are having a hard time, and I'm going to send you, Moses, to Pharaoh, and you will bring the Israelites, my special people, out of Egypt. Moses said, who? Me? Moses had a lot of doubts and questions. He didn't think he was the right man for the job, but God knew that he was. God told him, they will listen to you. I will strike Egypt with many wonders, and Pharaoh will let my people go. We will learn more about the next part of Moses' life next week. Moses had to trust that God would take care of him and give him what he needed to help the Israelites escape. Even though God doesn't speak to us from burning bushes, he speaks to us through the Bible, and we have to trust him just like Moses did. When we sing Moses and the Burning Bush, I hope you'll think about what we've talked about. Until next time, I hope all of you Pew Packers have a great day. See you soon.